evening. Devlin Bishop here with you, and welcome to Devlin's Pirate Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're having yourself a great evening, or morning, or afternoon, or whenever you're listening to this. I hope you're having a great day, and thank you for making me a part of it. And yeah, we got a lot of things happening today. I don't even know all the stuff I'm going to talk about today. I do know one or two of them. In the second half, I'm going to be talking about Infinity War. The Avengers Infinity War movie finally came out. Just came out this past weekend, and I wanted to get my review up as quick as possible. I'm going to do that at the start of the second half, and it is going to be a spoiler-free review. I'm not going to hit any spoilers, so if you haven't been able to manage to see it yet, then that's cool, because you can watch it, because I'm not going anywhere with it. So I'm not going to give away anything and that, and we will get to that in a minute. I'm going to start with, I've had a couple of lighthearted episodes lately, so I haven't really talked anything really deep or dark. And don't worry, before you get ready to turn the, oh my God, I'm not ready for dark and deep. I've just got some ideas and thoughts of stuff happening right now. And yes, there's an irony to it, because I'm going to talk a little bit about technology, and I might diss it a little bit. And the irony is the fact that I'm actually doing a podcast and putting it on social media and stuff, and I'm dissing it. But, you know, I don't like to always put down technology and stuff like that, because there's a lot of good that technology does. You know, as much as I bitch about how society is losing itself in social media, if you use it responsibly and you're not hooked on it, which sadly I see a lot of younger people, you know, just like slaves to their phones and stuff like that. But, you know, there's a lot of good, you know. Social media has linked me with a lot of people that I wouldn't be normally able to talk to, but thanks to like Facebook and stuff like that, I'm able to. So, you know, I'm not totally putting it down. The reason this came up, though, was a couple of weeks ago, a story hit where Mark Zuckerberg, who is one of the creators of Facebook, you know, had to go to court and stuff because there was a big information leak because of Facebook. And I've noticed the last couple of weeks that, you know, a lot of big companies and even some other people have just decided, I'm not using Facebook because they don't secure their thing and information was leaked and stuff like this. And he got raked over the coals, and, you know, a lot of people just started, you know, well, I'm not going to go use that social media. And, you know, they continue to use Instagram or Twitter or something else. But a lot of people have walked away from Facebook. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that, because I don't get, you know, political or anything like that too much. But I laughed at the thought of it, because, you know, working in retail, I see so much information out there, as in, you know, like people use credit cards and debit cards and bank cards and whatever. And, you know, I know many times some people, you know, put the debit card in and stuff, and then some people just, you know, tap it and stuff. And a lot of them are just like, so like, oh, it's so easy. I like the tap. It's just so easy and stuff. And I thought to myself, you know, I wonder why people always go on about how easy it is, because when it deals with my money, I don't want easy. You know, I'd rather remember a couple of digit codes, because I don't even feel that is so secure either. And as technology grows, we also have people who are learning the technology. And so there's always going to be people to find out ways to manipulate the situation. Now, I'm off track here, because I wanted to talk mostly about the fact that Facebook's getting raked over the coals. But the fact that we are putting so much information on social media or in bank accounts, and we're trusting everything to our computers and our phones and stuff like that, I think it's kind of hypocritical that we're going after like Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook just because they were like a big one that had an information leak, a security leak. But I think these are going to become more and more common, because we just, you know, it doesn't matter how secure a company says their site is. You know, we've seen in the past, you know, I can't remember if it was Home Decor or something, but other companies that have had leaks like that, you know. And I think this is going to become more and more commonplace, but I think it's ridiculous how many people are still like, you know, oh, well, I'm just not going to go on Facebook. They're not secure. But people actually really believe that all the information that they put out there or put in banks and whatever is secure. Because as technology grows, we also have people who are learning how to infiltrate that information, and that's how leaks happen. It's, you know, people get involved. There's a reason that hackers usually get jobs in governments and CIAs and FBIs and stuff, is because they are people who could break into it. So a lot of them wind up with jobs in order to, you know, stop other hackers. And I just think it's so hypocritical that people are making this stance like, I'm walking away from Facebook because I can't secure. Well, you know what? This is the future. We put so much investment in stuff. What do you expect is going to happen? This kind of stuff is going to constantly happen. And what are you going to just do big declarations? The way I see it is if you start feeling insecure about Facebook, you might as well start walking away from everything else because that's eventually going to happen down the line. I personally, as I said, I like technology and I put my stuff out there. I try not to release too much information, but it doesn't matter what kind of information you're releasing. It's out there, you know? You know, how many times have you gone to look on Amazon or eBay and you're just looking up stuff that you might want to buy? Then the next thing you know, you're on a Facebook site or other sites, and suddenly there's ads that are similar to what you were looking at. You know, it's kind of freaky. You know, you could be like, I've seen ads where it's like, hey, meet singles in, you know, Stony Creek, Ontario. And I'm like, holy fuck. You know, they know where I live because they're telling me I can meet singles where I live. And we've put so much faith into these. You know, all the information in our iPhones and your computers and tablets, whatever. And people are just still acting as if they expect this to be safe. You know, so many people love science fiction, and I've talked about this before. But every time you see a really good science fiction movie, a lot of times they have a lesson to learn, like this could be the future. And we never seem to learn from them. We have all these people who are like, I'm a science fiction fan, but guess what? We never learn from them because we constantly keep going down roads that we have seen in movies time and time again, or even novels, books, anything that basically says that this could happen. But that doesn't stop us. We just keep going and then we act naive when it's like, oh my God, why did somebody get into my bank account and stuff, you know? And to me, it's frustrating because when we, you know, as a generation or generations, start putting faith in all of that. And we're watching these science fiction movies and novels and stuff like that that are telling us, you know, this is pretty much what's going to happen. And then we go down the exact same steps and then we act strange that why? I couldn't believe. I thought that wouldn't happen. As far as I'm concerned, the machines have already won. Okay, they always talk about the, you know, robot uprising, the machines taking over. As far as I'm concerned, we've just given up as a society. It scares me how many times when, like recently, I know a friend who his phone died and he had to get a new phone. So you see on Facebook, the first thing that happens is, oh, okay, got a new phone. You know, send me your digits. Send me your digits. Okay? It's just like, you know, I joked with a friend that I still have a little book that I open that I keep next to my landline that's got all my friends' phone numbers and addresses in case of emergency. But now here you have a situation that if you lose your phone, you will not know people's phone numbers. And I've even gotten to the point, I remember when I was younger, before, you know, technology and stuff, I used to always remember people's phone numbers. that I'd call regularly. But now that people don't use the phone as much, I know a couple people's phone numbers, but I don't know a lot. So I have to get my little book out because I don't own a phone myself. And have to look it up and stuff like that. But then you think that most people don't use the phone, but they use texting and they use, emails and stuff. Well, once that technology goes down, like, God help if we ever have like a grid crash or a satellite's going down because we rely way too heavily on our phones. GPSs. We have GPSs now. Most, younger people have a hard time reading a map. I remember in school we actually learned how to read a map. I'm actually pretty good with a map. I didn't realize this, but when I was working at City Press, I used to go out on deliveries with our delivery guy, Frank, at the time. And we basically would constantly, we'd talk about, he was always good, like, I know where I'm going. But a couple of times he got lost and he, had me look at the map. And I didn't realize how good I was at actually reading a map and stuff like that. So that was pretty awesome. But now we have GPS. And many times I've had lots of people say, oh, yeah, I've used my GPS. And many times it has led me astray. Now I see stuff like, these Google, I don't know what they're called, but basically you put it in your home and you can say, Google, turn the lights on. Google, play my favorite Commodores song, And like everything's connected. Like, I know we want to get to this futuristic society. We want cars that can like back up for us or, park themselves or something. But am I the only one that's worried about all this stuff? We're constantly making ourselves lazy. Like, honestly, like I remember when I used to be in high school, we used to have math tests, and I got to a point that we were eventually allowed to use calculators in the math tests. And I remember having my little calculator there, and I'd use it, and then I'd always like have a piece of paper and do it by hand because I never trusted the calculator. I don't know, maybe I come from a generation where I don't trust electronics sometimes. And, yeah, that's my thing. But my problem is, I think we're growing up on a generation now that doesn't trust too much in communications and technology and stuff. And quite frankly, that scares me just as much. So, yes, I'll admit I'm an old fart and I'm an old fuddy-duddy. And yeah, maybe even this rant is a little bit crazy, but I just can't believe, like, people are just like, all these memes and stuff about how Mark Zuckerberg is on, trial and stuff, and Facebook isn't secure anymore, and people are high and mighty about it. This is just the beginning. This is not the first time this has happened. Just Facebook is so recognizable that they're using it as a but lots of, there has been a lot of companies that have lost information and stuff like that. But while we're on the computer and doing all this stuff is happening all the time. And, this may sound like one of those conspiracy theory shows that people listen to. And hey, if I get a couple more viewers, that's great because those things do pretty good. I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theory thing. I'm just looking at logic. And logic tells me that we're putting too much information out there. Why wouldn't it leak to things? I remember when they called me, my bank called me and said that I used my debit card in a place that was compromised, and then I should come into the bank immediately and change my password. So I remember going into the bank and saying, okay, I'm here to change my password. They called me and said it would be a good idea because I didn't lose any money, but they said, you might be in a position because a store that I used it at has had some people have some issues. So I changed my thing, but I asked them, so what store did it happen at? And they told me, we can't tell you that. And I kind of looked at them befuddled, and I'm like, don't I have the right? And he goes, yeah, but they don't have the right to let you know that because it's their privacy. So here I am having to take time out of my own time to come change my thing. But the people that are criminals that work at these places, they're protected. And the problem I have with that is that, wait a minute. How come I'm not protected? How come I can't have the choice that, And they said, well, the companies are a little worried that you'll stop using their services. And I said, but that should be up to me. If I think it's like a place that, I go to regular, yes, I want to consider if maybe I'll start paying cash there. If they have this kind of trouble and have employees or something that might be taking this information, yes, I do want to know about it. But no, they wouldn't give me it. And so I just had to speculate, like, where are all the places I used it? And so you get paranoid. But it's nice to know that they protect the, the criminals behind this, But no, I can't. So I have to come down to the bank, take my time out, secure my thing. But I don't even get the luxury of knowing for sure if I, I should get the decision if I want to either continue shopping there or just, deciding whether, well, I'll shop there, but I won't use my debit or credit and stuff like that. But, I constantly hear people, tap their thing and say, oh, it's so easy. But come on, there's got to come a point where, I know they have little things like you can't spend over $100, but I've had so many people that have lost their credit cards and debit cards. And basically, they basically, have somebody using it, and then they get a call from the bank saying, oh, by the way, we've found a couple places that you shopped that you don't normally shop at, which again freaks me out a little bit. Saying that, so we wondered if you were actually there. I know people who traveled, and because they didn't talk to their banks before, their credit was cut because of the fact that they didn't tell the banks. And so suddenly, you went to a new city that you don't normally go to and were starting to spend a lot of money. And, if you're traveling, you might use it on a hotel or maybe out to dinner or something or a show. And suddenly you just find out your credit cards don't work because the bank considers that it's being used in places you don't normally use it. To me, that's all scary stuff. I'm not saying we should abandon the internet. I'm not saying we can't. I'm just saying, get off your high horses and, I'm going to be the higher person and I'm not using my Facebook anymore because of this is the beginning, and it's already been happening. And as I said, I'm not a doom and gloom type guy normally. It's just, I don't like when people go after things. Which is like, this is something that's going to become a regular thing. As technology grows, you're going to have more and more people getting better at the technology. And that means they're going to have more easy access to, hack into systems and get information and download it. There's so many companies that probably already sell your information and stuff. Even not just computer, like even when you like give your information at a store, and now more and more, every store seems to have a rewards program or some kind of program where they want your email or your phone number and stuff. And I've had cases where I've given my phone number to like a store, and then I don't know, it probably isn't even linked, but suddenly you just get all these phone calls and they're blank and stuff. And then you redial to 69 to see where it comes from. And you look up the number on your computer and it's coming from like all the way out at, or from India or like way out. Like, so just random calls. It's like, where did they get this phone call from? How many friends I know that have been on Facebook that have been hacked, and suddenly somebody's taken over their Facebook and they have to do all the changing and stuff like that. And you can't tell me that other places aren't going to get ha hacked. Yeah, educate me if I'm, being a fuddy-duddy here, but I just think we should be a little bit more cautious and not be so high and mighty, like pretending. Like, this is the thing that bothers me. People constantly tell me about how much they love science fiction. And then I sit and watch science fiction movies that show us what could happen in a bad utopia. And we just sit there like, oh, that was such a great film. That's one of my favorite science fiction films. Yet we're heading in that direction, And it freaks me out because, a lot of that science fiction doesn't end too good for human. The human race. And yes, I may sound like one of those conspiracy theory guys, but I'm serious. We just, it's too much. And I've talked many times about, how people just are obsessed with their phones and it's creating anxiety for a new generation. And, you see it because when you send a text, your anxiety builds if you don't hear from somebody in a little while. It's like, why didn't I get a response yet? They've been doing all this other stuff on the computer. Why haven't they responded to me yet? And it plays on my mind, so it's got to play on other people's mind, and I know it does. And we're teaching a new generation that's just coming up. Their life is totally on computers, they're on phones, they're on tablets. We're putting tablets in like 3-year-olds, our hands just to like, keep them busy, let them play a game or something like that. And this is their life. And so when they turn like 14, 15, and they're staring into a phone, and that's all they seem to want to do. Like, I have friends with kids that basically, try to get the kids to come out and watch a movie with them or watch a TV show or anything. And they would rather sit in their room and watch a movie on a tiny screen all by themselves, not even caring that there's somebody in the other room wants to spend time with them. It really, really does scare me. And then you have people who multitask on these things, and that's why a lot of times I even question, like, I know streaming services are the way of the future, but the truth of the matter is it scares the hell out of me because I see these reviewers and I'm almost wondering, like, because sometimes I said, oh yeah, I was watching movies and I'm streaming, and they talk about how like they're literally like watching something else or they're on their phone. So I'm not sure I can believe your review because you're kind of saying that you were doing all this other stuff. And if the only way people are watching movies is, like I've actually, I'll be honest, I've spent time at people's houses where they, put on a Netflix film and, or not just Netflix. I'm not just ratting out Netflix, but it happened to be Netflix at the time. And then I basically watch this movie. And when I watch how many times they like are up grabbing a drink or a snack without pausing it, or if the phone rings, they mute it instead of freezing it, and basically you're just like talking on the phone and the movie's still going, and then basically they unmute it and they're still watching, and then after they're like, well, I didn't really enjoy that movie, and I'm like, well, why not? You were not really paying attention anyhow. I've seen people who are like answering emails and text on their screen while a movie's playing. It's like, it scares me when they say that, the movie theater experience is dying out. And those theaters might only be for the big blockbusters, and then the smaller films might be ones we watch on TV. Well, God help those smaller films. It's great if you're one of those avid movie buffs that nothing stops you, or if you do have to run to the bathroom, you press pause. But it's like for somebody who grew up where, it's an intimate relationship when you watch a movie. It's very hard, this new generation who are telling me this movie's awesome. And then right in the review, they're talking about, yeah, I was kind of doing other stuff and having it in the background and stuff. It's like, oh, I've said it once today. I'll say it again. The machines have already won. And we keep just building it and building it and building it. Yes, I don't care if you call me an old fuddy-duddy. Educate me. Send me information that tells me I'm totally wrong on this, and I will read it, I will listen to it, whatever you want to do. I think I'm closer to this than I thought. I watch science fiction movies, and when I see, movies talking about how, even something like RoboCop or something about how, we can take, a man and turn him into a thing, and in this powerful soldier and stuff like that, and then you see that it kind of backfires in some ways. It's kind of disheartening, and sorry, this is the first science fiction movie I can think of, but I've seen so many in the future that show us bad utopias like Gattaca. I wish I could think of more, but I can't. But you know what they are. I bet you thought of a couple with me just saying it. But no, we still go down that path. We still go down that path. Anyhow, I just cool it on putting down people like Facebook or anything. Because this is going to happen more and more, and you're just going to look ridiculous if every time something happens, like, wow, I gave my information out to Baskin and Robbins, and they actually had a hack in and lost all my information. So, accept our future. This is the way it's going to be. If we constantly rely on things, then we have to expect that if a satellite goes down or if, we have a blackout and we don't have our phones, that we have totally relied too heavily on them. And, we're tits up. We're tits up, basically. We're lost without our phones. And that's sad because we should learn other skills and stuff. So I'll say it again. The machines have already won. Anyhow, enough doom and gloom. Well, we've got a movie review coming up after the break, and it is one of the big anticipated movies, not only of the summer, but of the year. Avengers Infinity War debuted this weekend. I got a chance to go see it with my friends, and I've got my spoiler-free review coming up right after this break.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The management of this drive-in theater is happy to announce you can enjoy your favorite form of movie entertainment regardless of rain. No longer will it be necessary to let rain spoil your fun. Now you can keep your windshield clear and dry with a drizzle guard. Simply attach it to your windshield, and in a jiffy, you're enjoying the movie without constantly running your windshield wipers. A drizzle guard will save you gasoline and wear and tear on your battery. After the show is over, all you do is take off your drizzle guard, roll it up, and it's ready to be used again, just like an umbrella. So next time it rains, don't sizzle in a drizzle. Get yourself a drizzle guard and enjoy the show. Drizzle guards are on sale now at the concession center.
Welcome back. Devlin Bishop here with you, and hopefully you made it past that. Some of you fans of technology might just be like, I'm not listening anymore. This old curmudgeon always bitching about things. Well, I have no bitching about the next thing because I'm going to be talking about Avengers Infinity War, and I really loved it. And looks like I'm not alone. It looks like most people do too. I have to say that it's nice to see a positive thing about technology is just how many people are just like reprimanding people if they give any kind of spoilers out. I've never seen so much, like, people are always worried about spoilers, but you really see people like threatening, shaming, blaming, trying to make sure nobody's giving away spoilers. And it's nice to see a community that, just comes together for that. Because usually sometimes on technology and social media, you just see like, somebody posts something nice and then there's some trolls that have to put it down. But it's nice to see everybody coming together with the joint thing of, please, no spoilers for Infinity War. We don't want that. And there's nothing worse than having a movie spoiled for you. And Infinity War, we've been waiting. This movie basically has been in the works for 10 years. It's been 10 years since Iron Man made its debut. And they've been building this Marvel universe. And it's the most successful built universe in this style. Yes, there's other franchises. But, they just made a series of movies. And then finally it culminated in this movie. Now, we thought it all came together in Avengers, but the universe has gotten so big since then. And, we've had a first Avengers, a second Avengers, and now the third one comes. Infinity War just has so many characters in this. And, they've been building this villain Thanos for so long that everybody's just so excited to see exactly what's going on. And I am happy to report that the Russo brothers have done it again. They did Winter Soldier and Civil War, and this is Such an amazing movie. Like, just the sheer amount of cast they had to work with on this. And quite frankly, they do a great job balancing it. All your favorite characters come in one movie. Basically, Thanos has been introduced, way back when, and he's been building as a character, and he's been trying desperately to collect these Infinity Stones that when he gets all of them, he becomes like not even just the most powerful person in the universe. He pretty much becomes the universe. Like there's just nobody who can defeat him. So, our group of characters do their best to try to stop that from happening. And that's pretty much all I'm going to say. I will say that all your favorite Marvel characters are back. Iron Man, Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor, Black Widow, pretty much everybody. There are a couple that are missing, but they explain that. But you got to listen because it's, not a big explanation. It's just done in a sentence. And, I think, with just the amount of things they had to do, I'm not surprised that they had to, cut back on people. And, you got a whole bunch of new characters as well, like Spider-Man and Black Panther and stuff like that. And, everybody needs screen time. And then on top of that, you've got all the supporting characters from all those characters too. So the fact that the Russo brothers could just do this is incredible. And everybody knew going into this that there could be some casualties and some tears and laughter and action, action, action. And yeah, you get all of that. That is all I'll say about that. What I love about this movie is this is a long movie. I think this is the longest movie in the MCU, and it never feels like that because they're just bouncing around from story to story. There are just so many characters that it's just amazing how they got it all together and put the story in. I have to say that I liked all the stories, and what I liked about it is they found ways to mix characters up that you don't normally see together. So that was a lot of fun. And I'm not even going to spoil that for you, like which movie characters from which movie wind up together, because they've done a good job of mixing them up, and it works really good. And it's refreshing because, you think that this movie, because Thanos is such a big villain, is that you'd think that maybe it's almost overwhelming, and because they have so much build up. But since they build it up in other movies already, this movie literally starts right with the action. Like, literally. I will not say it, but there's already battles before Avengers Infinity War even hits the screen. And that is amazing. So this just starts right into it. And if you like battles, you'll get a lot of great battles and different styles and really well-filmed battles too. The Russo brothers did such an amazing job with the battle they did on in Civil War, the Captain America movie, that they just upped the ante in this too. I'm happy to say that the Marvel movies have always had comedy in it. I've been worried though lately because, even Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and definitely Thor Ragnarok went a little bit almost too far. The only reason I gave Guardians more of a pass is because they also mix drama and action with it. And Thor almost got to the point where I found it a little cartoonish. I know other people loved it. And I'm glad one thing I loved about Black Panther is it didn't. There was a little bit of humor, but it didn't override the movie. And I was worried after seeing Thor that they were going to go in a really jokey way. Now, I have to say there is a lot of humor in this. So even though this movie has got some tears and some of your favorites might not make it to the end, I'm surprised just how much comedy they got in here. I shouldn't be surprised because all the movies have had some lightheartedness in it. I have to say that not all the jokes landed for me. I did found that they tried a little too hard in places, but overall, I think it was a nice rhythm, and all the characters stayed pretty true to form. I also think that there were some pacing issues that I had problems with. And this is not necessarily a bad thing except the fact that it was just, there's just so many characters that I just felt that there were times where you're like, half hour goes by and then you realize, oh yeah, I forgot about those characters and stuff like that, which kind of certain stories, slowed down the movie a bit and stuff, but not in a way that you really noticed it. Like you weren't, I never looked at my clock saying, oh, how long do we have in this? I was just so wrapped up in it. And I can't wait to see this again. I'm hoping to see it again this upcoming weekend. But it's just such a good film. And then when they get to the parts where characters are starting to be written off, there are moments that I have to say, I teared up a little bit and got emotional. I think I got more emotional in some of the other movies of the past, but yeah, I can see why people are feeling it. And I certainly did. I certainly did have my moments where tears were rolling down my eyes and stuff. So get ready for a roller coaster of action and emotions and humor too. This isn't a bummer. Like you come out like, oh my God, that was amazing what you just saw. But you don't come out like doom and gloom. You come out kind of like, I have to process. I have to go see that again. And that's what you want from a movie. That's what you want from a movie. Yes, I think this is one of the MCU's best. And I think everybody, I don't even have to tell you to go see it, because if you want to go see it, you've probably either seen it or you have already. But I did have a couple of issues. And so I'm only going to go 4.5 out of 5. But it's an amazing film. And I love that it just gets started right away, because it's not like a big build-up, because we've been building up for it for so many years. As I said, I don't find it to be a perfect film, but it's for what it had to tackle and the amount of sheer characters in it, I applaud the Russo brothers for bringing it all together. And some of the performances, like everybody brings their A game. But Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Pratt and Chris Hemsworth and Chris Evans. Have I forgot any of the Chris's? Even like a Scarlet Witch, who was played by Elizabeth Olsen, and Paul Bettany as Vision. Just spectacular sequence. It's just so much. But I have to give an even bigger shout out to Josh Brolin, who plays Thanos, because I sometimes worry. Everybody always talks about Marvel's villains aren't that great. I actually think they're a little better than people give them. But yeah, I get where they are. They don't have any really big like jokers or something like that, or they haven't translated at least that good in the movies. But recently we've seen a change with that. Helena had some okay moments in Thor Ragnarok. I think if she wasn't as jokey as she was, I think I would have really invested in her more. I thought the Black Panther villain was phenomenal. I thought he was phenomenal. But Thanos, I love, because he could have just been this, I want to, rule the galaxy. And he actually, they actually play him with some feelings. And I think Josh Brolin, because he's under a lot of latex and stuff like that, I really think he pulled it off. And I think he did great. And this, for those of you who don't know, is going to lead into Infinity War Part 4. Like, this is Avengers Part 4. And they haven't announced the title, but it's coming out next summer, so we don't have to wait too long. Okay, after a great movie like that, with some cliffhangers that you want to see resolved. Yeah, a year is still a long way, but think of all the great movies we got to keep us occupied until then. Anyhow, yeah, some great stuff here, and definitely check it out soon, because even though the internet is, doing everything they can to please no spoilers, I have a feeling there's spoilers are coming. And you know how it is. And so the quicker you see this, and I'm sure some of you have already seen it multiple times. I know I'm planning to go see it at least once more time. But check it out before, you find out things, because this is a movie that, I knew people were going to thing, but there, I have to admit, there was a couple surprises for me too. So, I had my jaw on the floor and had to pick it up a couple times. So yeah, you want to see this as soon as possible. So there you go, my thing review, my thing. Can I just talk about thing? I didn't realize I did this so much, and for you regular listeners of the podcast, I tend If I can't think of a word, say the word thing. And I've noticed this more and more thanks to the Damien and Devlin show. And I actually cringe now when it happens because I don't even know I'm doing it. Except I have been because I just said it now and so now I'm talking about it. But anyhow, it drives me crazy. And, Damien started, we joke about, we should start a drinking game where every time I say thing, and I go, please don't. Because this is just something I want to get rid of, but it's just something, some people probably find it endearing, other people don't. But whatever the case is, it drives me crazy that I do it. So please, when I do it here on the podcast, if you want to do a drinking game, go ahead. I don't want to stop your fun, but please just bear with me if I do it. It is a quirk I do, and I notice I do it a lot, and I'm not even finished doing it for today, so bear with me. There's a little subplot there for you. Anyhow, I have a little bit of time left, and I'm going to be a total hypocrite because I'm going to do something that I did once before called strolling down Facebook. Yes, I'm going to react to things people post on Facebook. I'm not going to name names, but sometimes I laugh at the stuff that there. Sometimes I get emotional. Sometimes, I just can't believe it. Mostly going to be concentrating on, GIFs and memes and stuff like that. But let's just see what we have today to round out this episode. And God help us, here I am. Here I am talking about, the machines have already won. But let's use Facebook now to fill out some time. Hey, I put a great status. Hey, that's a good one. I'm using it positively. Because you know what? Most people want to see positively. I just put this positive status up. I put it up less than an hour ago and I've already got 10 hits on it. If I put a dark and depressing one, I'm lucky if I get two or three, I get that. People want to see the happy side of me. I'm starting to think I might just fake it from now on. Just tell people I'm in a good mood and then just go hide and, eat. What are those called? I don't know. It's always the thing. Not Viva la Puffs. Yeah, those puffs. They're my depression go-to comfort food. That I, put in my mouth and stuff like that. So, but I'll tell people I'm fine, and then just put something positive there. I really wish I could do that, but I always tell myself no more depressing statuses, and I do it anyhow. People sometimes tell me, I'm glad you do that, but I don't know. I just don't get the positive hits, like when I put a new profile picture up or when I put up something positive, like I have today. Anyhow, we have a meme that says, if you're my real friend, name something I get mad fast about. There's lots of things that make me mad. And I'll answer them, but I want to just comment on this meme. I don't like memes that start, if you're my real friend. That puts a lot of pressure, and this makes me not want to answer this, and I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to answer it on here about what makes me mad real fast, but that's because I'm a egotist and I'm going to do it. And but I don't like when people put that, if you're my real friend. And this person in writing, this is actually on the meme. So, things that make me angry real fast, off the top of my head, circumcision that isn't by choice. I can't believe I brought that old chestnut out again. When I find out couples that start alienating their friends, and that really pisses me off. Just anything where, something is supposed to be positive, but it actually comes off as negative. Stuff like that. Anyhow, those are things that really piss me off. Spoilers! Spoilers make me negative. So let's go. Oh, here. Let's see. Oh, we got some word porn here. That's not just something dirty I look at. This is like just something I haven't read this yet. So the worst part about losing your glasses is you don't have your glasses to help you find your glasses. Okay, I have glasses, so I agree with that. I don't know. I wouldn't post that, but hey, it's fun. Somebody post a little sun with a smiley face. That's always good. Ooh, one of my friends got to meet Starsky and Hutch and Huggy Bear at a Comic Con, and they're actually standing in front of the Starsky and Hutch iconic classic vehicle. You know, the red car with the stripe. If I was more of a car fan, I could tell you the make of it, but I'm not. But I do like this car. Yeah, cool for him. Starsky and Hutch was a cool old show. Stream that one if you're looking for something to do. Okay, oh, pictures of cats. I don't mind people's pictures of their pets. I know they love them. And just like kids, I just tolerate it. If it's really cute or I feel I have to put a like, then I will. Yes, I'm saying that out loud, and I'm saying that because, well, why not? Nobody's listening to this podcast anyhow. And if you are, you probably don't post pictures of your pet, but go ahead and do it. I will like it. Sometimes it's sincere. Sometimes I'm just doing it because I feel I have to. Oh, more pet pictures. It's a pet day. It is a pet day. What can I say? A couple of... This checking in thing. I don't know about it if I like this. This checking in thing where you basically, you know, wherever you are, you like, you know, here, I'm at Gage Park or I'm at, you know, a restaurant and stuff. I get why you do it, but it's kind of weird. This kind of adds to my technology thing. I'm not saying my friends are like shady or anything, but you know, if they ever had like a hitman going after them, all they have to do is befriend them on Facebook and like, here I know exactly where this person is. You know, it says he was there 3 minutes ago, so. Well, lots of people posting new profile pictures. Always like that. I love when people put pictures of themselves up. I'm not a fan when people, you know, they put pictures of like a plant or something. Like, post the plant pictures, but I don't like it as a profile picture, you know. Post pictures of your pets and your kids, but not your profile picture. I want to see your face. I want to see your face so I can look at it quickly and say, oh, I know who posted that. I don't want to have to look like, I don't know who has the Labrador. Who has the kid that's wearing, you know, the overalls? I have to check if you put that as your profile picture. So by all means, post those pictures. Just don't put it on your profile picture unless you're in it. If you're in it, that's okay. Yes, I'm being very dicky today, but why not? Everybody else seems to be. Okay, well, oh, we have positivity. We all need positivity. Sometimes you have to stop worrying, wondering, and doubting and just have faith that things will work out. Yes, I agree with it, but you know what? Doing that, that's the hard part. That's the hard part. Oh, a nice picture of a duck. It's just a picture, but it's cool. I don't know why they're posting it. There's no real answer to it, but I like it. Oh, there's a... What are those called? I can't remember what they're called. It's the person, you know, the guys with the really nice bodies, and then they have the horse legs. I don't know. But anyhow, it's really hot to see. Refreshing between all the cat and kid pictures and stuff like that. Oh, one of my friends posting in a bikini. Must be nice weather coming out. Can't be around here because there's no nice pictures of... bikinis here. Oh, I got my first food picture. You always get a food picture, and damn, that looks good. It's a dessert. Some kind of chocolate. What? Caramel chocolate poke cake. I don't know what the poke is, but good lord, I better not. I just gained 3 pounds looking at this picture. It's so good. Oh, this is nice. Your vagina is now named after the last movie TV show you watched. What is her name? That would be Collider. And I don't know if that'd be a good name, even though I don't have a vagina. But I watched Collider Movie Talk last, and I don't know if Collider is a good vagina name. And thanks for posting that. Oh, Calvin and Hobbes cartoon. That's kind of neat. Haven't seen one of those in a while. I kind of miss comic strips. I know I could go online and read comic strips, but I don't know. It seems different doing it on the computer. And I miss the Sunday funnies, but I'm not going to get the newspaper just so I can get the Sunday funnies. So I'll read one every once in a while. All right. A single person complaining about the fact that they're not married. You know, I don't... Well, they weren't complaining. They were proud that they're not married. Proud being single. I don't know about you, but when I read that, I just feel that they're actually not, and they're just kind of hoping that somebody will ask them out for a date. You know, when you say, I'm proud to be single, I don't have to be engaged like all my other friends, I don't have to be pregnant or married like my other friends. When they post that independent stuff, I think sometimes they mean it, but most of the times I think they're just like reminding people they're still single, so if you want to take a crack at it, go for it. It's kind of a sweet Tinder to do that on Facebook because it's not as seedy. Yeah, I said that. Lots of puns. Oh, let's go look at my memories. I don't think I have good memories for today, but let's see. Every once in a while, you see a post from somebody saying memories, and it says, "See your memories." So let's see what I was doing. I find it weird that I'm starting to find when I go to my memories, when I'm in a dark place or a depressed mood, I sometimes find that I actually look at a couple of the years, the same day I was feeling the same way. That scares me because it means I'm either like maybe depressed more than I thought, and or it's just I think it's weird that I may have been depressed. Maybe there's something in the calendar that I'm depressed on this. Yeah, I didn't have much going on here. I complained about not being in people's sexiest People magazine's sexiest people of the world. I put a picture of Andrew Garfield. It must have been when The Amazing Spider-Man was coming out, because yeah, he really looks cute there. I actually like Andrew Garfield a lot. I liked him as Spider-Man, but I didn't necessarily love those movies, but I thought he did a pretty good job. But I'm glad he's now doing, more serious movies like, Hacksaw Ridge and stuff, because he's actually cool. But I like his look. He's kind of got a kind of nerdy kind of hotness about him that I really like. Anyhow, I'm gonna just look at a couple more things on Facebook and then I'm gonna wrap up for the night. And let's see. People just aren't posting that much. Ooh, somebody posted a jazz clip. That's cool. Everybody needs a little jazz in their life. I'm not a big fan of the ones what play music, but I should because I post so much of them. But I know I can always tell when nobody listened to it. They just see the title of the song and say, "Oh, I like that song. I'm going to press play." I kind of like to think that people listen to the whole song if they like it. Look, I really need to hear Katrina and the Waves right now. I'm going to press play. But when I just put it up and then somebody likes it immediately, I'd like to think they're either watching it now, but they're probably not, to be absolutely honest. But we'll look at one more thing that's on here. But jazz, I like that somebody posted some jazz. Makes my Facebook look cultured. I'm glad today doesn't have a lot of like negativity and stuff because I have days like that, but there's none of that today, so I'm very happy. So let's see what else we got here. Nope, it's stuck. So we're gonna wrap it up there. Anyhow, looking through Facebook. I hope you had a great time tonight. I know it was kind of a low-key episode, but hey, they can't all be phenomenal, but I still think it was pretty entertaining. And I got more shows coming up and more things to talk about, and I'm looking forward to having some more guests in, co-hosts, not just guests, they're co-hosts here. And I wouldn't mind doing more topics, teaser-rama and stuff like that. And hey, if you're listening to this and think, I'd love to hang out with Devlin, contact me. I would love for someone to email me and just tell me, I'd like to be on your show. Because, I'm getting a little shy in my old age and getting nervous to ask people. But I have asked a few people and they claim they'll come on. But we'll see when they do. I'm looking forward to it, though. Anyhow, I will talk to you very, very soon. Have a great night.